We are so excited at Radio Verulam that St Albans Football Club, aka The Saints, are in the first round of the FA Cup this Sunday on BBC Two at 5:15. It's being televised live. But there's just so much more to this story. Now, I can't even work out the offside rule, despite the constant coaching from Graham and Robbie. But what does interest me is the history and the community spirit that makes the Saints so great. So I'm very honoured to be joined by Ben Kilner to talk to us a bit more about it. Ben, tell us your title there at St Albans Football City.
First of all, thank you very much for having me on. It's a very grand title. It's the head of youth professional development. It's a new role, but a little bit about my background and how I got involved with the club, if that's all right, is that I started with my under eights that are now under 18s. So make me feel very old and now very small. But I also coach the under 14 girls as well. So I've got a boys team and a girls team. So I've been involved with St Albans now. This is my 11th year with them. And this community role that I have now as head of professional development just helps with the sort of all the managers that are coming through. It was part of our succession plan, part of being able to pass on information.
Well, I'm sure you are going to do huge credit to that grand title. And you're all volunteers there, aren't you? How did you get involved?
Well,
in it?
Yeah, most of the time it's because it's parental involvement at various levels, or you've coached, or you're a referee, or something on those lines, and you're passionate about wanting to see young people enjoy and play football. It's a community club, which really our sort of motto is football for all. I know that sort of might sound a bit soft and squidgy, but actually it does enable people to be sort of in the social side of football, so to enjoy it from a sociable side, right the way through to really pushing on and, you know, trying to get into the academy and through into the first team. In fact, a couple of the lads that are currently playing for St Albans City in the first team started their careers with St Albans City and with Harvesters. So it just goes to show you that you can make that progression from sort of the sociable side, the community side of football, the grassroots, right the way through into the St Albans first team.
I think that's absolutely brilliant, because there is at times in these kind of sports quite a bit of pressure at times, but the way that you're talking about it, there is actually that social side, everyone's involved, and it's about having fun as well, because I think if you don't have fun, what's the point? Now, you've just celebrated a significant anniversary, haven't you?
Yeah, well, not me personally, but the club itself, yeah. Set up originally by Ian Woods in 1971, we have reached our 50th year. And I was really honoured to be asked by the club to create a video for the club celebrating their 50 years. And that video really looked at all the stuff that St Albans does within the community. So all aspects of football, really. So we've got the boys section, we've got the girls section, we've got the inclusive section, we've got a new element of Saints in the City, which is a big part of the community, and we've also just opened it up to sort of walking football. So we're covering all age groups, all age bands. Yeah, walking football's 50 plus. So we literally go from 5 years old right the way through to 50 plus, which is absolutely amazing. And then to be able to make that film to help celebrate that and to really look at all the things that St Albans City Youth does was a real honour and a real eye-opener. I don't realise really, even though I've been involved for this many years, just quite how it touches so much of the community.
Yeah, I can't wait to have a look at that video. And we have said, haven't we, we're going to try and get that all over our social media as well, so people can see for themselves exactly what is involved there at the club. What are the plans for the future?
Well, without overstepping my role within the club, I think that a continuation on of where we are now, moving forward, where we're really putting a lot back into the community. I know people like Steve Mann, who's our commercial manager, does a huge amount to raise money for the club, which is a charity after all, through sponsorship. And we've got some absolutely amazing companies, local companies that sponsor the teams, the coaches, and the club in general, and the inclusive section. So we've got a really good input from the local business community as well, which is superb. But I see the boys section, that, and you know, a great credit goes to Harvesters for that one as well, because we're able to combine a team from there to make sure that those girls kept playing football, which is brilliant. So that gives us, you know, roughly speaking, 45 to 50 girls just in that year group that are playing, which we've never had before, which is superb. It's run by a great group of people, Tracy being one of those, who is just absolutely amazing and has opened up that part of our club. Okay, we've got our inclusive section as well, which is growing with the support of Tracy and the leadership of Tracy, really, who does an absolutely fabulous job. We've got our new Saints in the City, which is a massive part of the community, and it supports the whole community. And so I think City Youth will gradually increase in scale. And we welcome all the clubs that get involved with St Albans. So I know my passion and my heart is in St Albans City Youth, but you know, we do get involved with Harvesters and Colney Heath and Sandridge and Wheat Hampstead and so on and so forth. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity.
It really sounds it. I think that walk-in football is right up my street, but have I still got to learn the offside rule?
I couldn't possibly comment.
Oh, no. Okay. I need to speak to Graham again. I just wanted to ask you, though, if there's anyone out there, it could be from a young girl through to someone who has a disability or an older, more mature woman of a certain age, what advice would you give them?
If you went on and Googled the local teams, you know, you've got the likes of obviously City Youth, you've got Harvesters, Colney Heath, Sandridge, Wheat Hampstead. You've got a whole plethora of great clubs of all different sizes, and they can offer you various things. So if you are a youngster getting involved, get involved in your school team if you can. But outside of school, you've got plenty of opportunity with the Saturday community of football that St Albans City Youth do at Nicholas Breakspeare School, right the way through to joining teams and hopefully going right the way through to the under 18. So success for me is having boys that were under 8 still with me at under 18 and the girl, obviously the girls team the same, but I'm still on that journey with them. So there's plenty of opportunities out there, you know, and again, walking football, just check out the City Youth website. There's lots of information there. And if we can't offer you a place or an opportunity, then we can certainly signpost you to a team or a club that can.
You know, your passion for the club and for football just comes across. It's so evident. I'm going to let you finish off with a message to the team and to everyone who is involved over there.
Well, thank you very much. So again, no pressure from that point of view, but I think there's the whole of the committee at City Youth do an absolutely amazing job, and it's going from strength to strength. I would encourage everyone to perhaps pop on your social media and see the video that was put together. And you know, we were so proud to be involved with that. But also the opportunity that's arisen from, you know, being able to get involved with the senior club by our under 14 girls being the guard of honour at the FA Cup on Sunday against Forest Green Rovers. You know, it's an amazing opportunity. It's hopefully a full house at Clarence Park. The girls are really excited. They're buzzing when we told them. They're so excited. And it should be a really good game. You know, no matter what the result, obviously we hope that the yellow and blue triumph, but they've done an incredible job to get to where they've got to. So we wish Ian Allison and Chris Winton and in fact the whole of the City team the best of luck and fingers crossed, and we'll be cheering them and getting right behind them.